Online shopping giant Amazon has just ticked over 1 year officially in the Australian marketplace. But what have Australians been buying and how does it compare to the US website? Well, joining me is Cathy Sheeran, industry expert, shopologist, and contributor to the latest Amazon Consumer Trends Report. Hi, Cathy.
Hello.
Now, I'll put you on the spot. What was the last thing you bought on Amazon?
Oh, God, it's so diverse. Well, today I actually bought a box of Eclipse Spearmint Sugar-Free Mints. I bought a pack of six. No, you laugh, but I pay $3 a pop for those. I could get a box of 16 for $31.50.
Sounds like a good deal.
Do the math. But then there's so much you can buy. Just this week, I've done some Christmas shopping. Mm. I've bought the Think and Learn Smart Cycle. I actually bought ice cube trays. And I actually bought solar lights for the garden.
Does that mean we can say that Amazon's move into the Australian market has been a success?
Oh, absolutely. Look, I think when they first launched 12 months ago, there was a few teething problems, but who doesn't when they first launch or open? But within 12 months, what they've achieved is phenomenal. I really think Amazon is one to watch over the next few years.
What then for you sets Amazon apart from other online shopping retailers?
Oh, look, I think that there's over 100 million products that you can choose from across 29 categories. And it's actually really easy to search items. So that might sound a little bit daunting. I use the search engine. So I just type in, for example, I did buy glass straws the other week. So I've typed in glass straws and all my options came up. And you've got everything from pantry food and drinks, pet supplies, automotive, luggage, jewellery, fashion. There's just so much on there. I think it's great.
Okay, so clearly you've been busy over the past 12 months. So let's have a look back at that. What are some of the clear trends around what Australians want from Amazon?
Okay, so surprisingly, men's beauty products. In the top 10, six of those products were for men's hair and skincare, which I know is becoming popular, but I'm just surprised that six of the 10 was actually for men's beauty. So I think that's great. Nintendo, very popular. Mm. Lego was also popular. It featured in the top 10. Another trend, superheroes are really popular. Half of the best-selling Blu-rays were superhero blockbusters, so Australians love their superheroes.
Yep.
Korean beauty is another one that was really popular. Pet supplies, another big trend. Australians spend billions of dollars a year on our fur babies. Me, guilty. And eight of the top 10 printed books bought by Australians this year provided personal development tips and guidance. So it was all self-development, self-care. Eight of the top 10 printed books were in that category.
Okay, not too many surprises, maybe apart from the men's healthcare products and beauty products. Anything there that you would find quite surprising apart from that?
To be honest with you, no. Pets, no. Actually, the books, eight of the top 10 books being provided with self-care. Yeah, that surprised me a little bit. I thought there would have been a few more autobiographies in that, to be honest with you. But yeah, eight of the 10, that's a lot. So we're all wanting self-improvement.
All right, so we know that clearly you spend a bit of time shopping on Amazon, but do we know what the typical Amazon shopper looks like, or is it just everyone?
I think it's everyone. Well, look at what I've just bought this week. It's so diverse. Amazon don't target a specific demographic, and that's one of the things that I love about Amazon, because it is for everybody.
What are some of your top tips for shopping with Amazon or online shopping in general then?
Okay, well, shopping with Amazon, my number one tip would be is to become an Amazon Prime member. Try it out for 30 days. It's free and then it's $6.99 after that. And the reason I say to try it out is because your membership includes free shipping on most of the items delivered within 48 hours. Just think how much you can save on shipping. But it also includes movies, ebooks, TV shows, movies. So it is real value for money. And always check the return policies, regardless of who you shop with online. Regardless of who you shop with, always check the return policy.
Yeah, that's probably the best tip, just to make sure you check that. And you know what? Actually, a good tip there about the movies with Amazon Prime as well, because I thought that was a pretty good deal, considering even if you didn't buy anything, you've just got access to movies, which was great.
100%. Well, we've just finished binge watching Jack Ryan, which was on Amazon Prime. Loved it.
That was one of the reasons that I'd signed up to Amazon Prime, just to watch that series.
Have you watched it yet?
Watched the whole thing. Did it in a weekend.
Same. How good was it?
It was pretty great. We may have just got off topic a little bit there. Some great tips there, Kathy. Thanks again for your time today, and I guess I'll let you get back to your shopping.
Yeah, be rude not to. I'm very busy.
All right, we'll catch you later.
Thank you.